sagen sie mam is david base beginnen am base beginnen tes master beginnen the most shoulder shnash sham shad the mech. There are three women who utilize a contraceptive, a cloth that prevents pregnancy. Pesha Kunjas Rashi explains, what does it mean? Mutal shamash b'mech. They were permitted to use contraception. But other women are forbidden. Because destroying the seed of being able to create a child. Although that women are not commanded in mitzvah peribiribia, so it's something from the Gemara need of Yigim of Aleph, non perikol yad, we learn in perikol yad, hamar b'lev dig b'noshem shabachas, whoever increases the bedikos, the inspections by a woman in the general area is praiseworthy. But b'noshem because of a man should be cut off. The Gemara explains why. Because women, they're not so sensory, and therefore that they don't have this a problem about doing medikas, and therefore it does help us to know regarding the halachas of nida. Now, Mashma sounds like the Nisargasha, had they been sensory, and they would have caused a spilling of the seed, Havasa, that would be forbidden. So again, although they're not mitzvah peribiribia, but it sounds like that they would have the problem about destroying the seed. Which takes me, however, it's not such a proof, because Mazin Lefarshi could explain that it really means to read the Labanis Isargasha Ninu. That not that they're not sensory, they actually, even if they would be, it wouldn't be problematic because they're not that who has the prohibition of being sensory about spilling seed because they're not mitzvah peri, even if they would not have the prohibition about destroying the seed. But, however, this one comes out from Rashi interpretation that other women, besides these three, because these three for the situation of danger, so they're permitted to use contraception, but a regular woman would be forbidden. Now, Rabbi Tam Aimer, he, however, says that, no, the Lefnei Tashmish, that before intimacy, you're right, most definitely, that Rabbi Tam would agree to, that a woman is not allowed to put a contraception before intimacy. That would be a problem, because that would mean that's not the normal way of intimacy. And that would be a problem for the man. Because that would be like as if he's spilling his seed on wood and on stones, when he places it on this contraception. But if, let's say, the woman puts in this cloth after intimacy to absorb the seed and prevent pregnancy, no, that would not be forbidden to any woman. Because regarding the man, he's having intimacy in the normal way. It's just like it's regarding a minor and a woman who can have children. He's not privy to an intimacy because he knows he's not going to be able to conceive a child. So regarding the man, he did everything he's allowed to. It's in the regular way of intimacy. And regarding the woman who later subsequently puts in the cloth, she's not prohibited regarding destroying the seed. Because you're not commanded in having children. That's where the prohibition comes from. And what are we saying? These three women could use a mech. Every woman could. They have to, because of the situation of the danger, they have to, not that they could, because every woman could, after intimacy, which is to preclude the ability of the conception. That a pregnant woman could have intimacy with a mech, because the fetus might become a sandal. Rashi explains, what happens is, because if she's pregnant, and then she's going to become pregnant again, the one of them is going to push away the other fetus, the other embryo, it's going to diminish the figure in the form of the embryo, and to prevent that, one could use a contraception. Now, it says you cannot become pregnant and then during pregnancy become pregnant again. So Chaim says, this is what you have to say, that's to have a viable child. But there will be a pregnancy, it'll just actually create deficiencies. Now, Rabbein Tam Farshah, he disagrees. And he says, the sandal, who? What's the sandal that we're concerned for? Not that a woman's going to become pregnant again during pregnancy. It's kashishim is the best to umim. It's when a woman is pregnant with twins, if she's going to have intimacy without contraception, this is what's going to happen, is the semen is going to go between the two twin embryos. The dechigism is going to push them, and then that's going to cause one to cause the other one to be disfigured. So it sounds like over there from the Gemara Nidda Chofayim Beis. We're talking about in the same pregnancy. The Gemara, because the Gemara says, "V'lomahuske sandal." Why mention sandal regarding the tumah of childbirth? There's no sandal that does not have a child with it. So therefore, Anyway, there's going to be tuma because of the second child. Shan the Gemara answers idis yolid nikid badei, that if there's a female that's born with the sandal, so hachinami, yes, you're right, you would not be any chiddush. Here we're about when the zohar is born with the sandal. If a woman emits seed first, yolid zohar gives birth to a boy, so you could say in a high zohar, the fact that this one is a male, hainami zohar, the other one's also a male. So you would thought to say, okay, that's all you have to have is a tum of 7 days, not for 14 days. You wouldn't have to be concerned. Kamash Malan, that's what you could say, that no, she has to also concern for the tumor later of a girl of 14 days. Because Amish name is Yibba Vasach, because you could say that the man and the woman both emitted the seed at the same time. Maybe one was a boy, maybe the other one was a girl. But one thing is, but if you hold like Rashi, that the sandals were two different pregnancies, why should he have said, what does that have to do? Because one is Zachar, the other one is Zachar. These are two different pregnancies. And more, why would you have to say Shneim is Yibba Vasach, that both emitted seed at the same time? According to Rashi, you could just say that the chiddush is that we're concerned that with one pregnancy it was a zacha, another pregnancy was nekeva. Why does it have to be that they emitted seed at the same time? It's just different. She was first, one he was first. Obviously, it sounds like the Taisa says like a tam, they're all from the same pregnancy. We're talking about, no, you're right. It's not maybe she'll become pregnant, maybe she's going to die, but maybe she's going to be pregnant, and then therefore she will die. So it says Taisus, and Vulebay the Gemara did not want to answer that, to differentiate between pregnancy as a minor to when she gives birth as a minor. That when she's pregnant as a minor, you're right, maybe then for sure she's not going to die. But if she gives birth as a minor, then for sure she's going to die. And again, then you won't have a chamoisa that's mima enes, but it won't contradict what we said of Shemet Desab of Shemet Tamos. So the Taisus says, no, the Gemara did not want to answer the Nakat Shemot Tamos, that maybe it said maybe she's going to die, Mishum Dein about the Maisi, because she's not for sure going to die when she's pregnant. El Kishe Yolda Begadlis, only if she gives birth as a minor of a Yolda Begadlis. But if she ends up giving birth when she's already an adult, although she was pregnant as a minor, maybe Pamachai, maybe sometimes she's going to live. And then you wouldn't have the difficulty that, because still Belibishkachas Chamisim Menes, you still cannot have a mother-in-law doing me, and because the yol the bekatnus, because you're right, if she can give birth as a minor, by the way, she's sure going to die. The yol the bekatnus, if she gives birth when she's an adult, she can't do me anymore. So why couldn't the Gemara have answered this answer, and not to say shemit is abba Thomas said you always have to die? So he says because mishum the brayso de rabbi le mifleg, because the brayso of rabbi just says unspecific that a katana could be to mishamishes b'meich, because she's maybe become pregnant and die. And we're saying that's from 11 until 12. And Le Mifligo Midi doesn't differentiate at all the Iber Shnas Yud Beis when she's pregnant in the 12th year, Ben Yol the Begadlis, whether she gives birth as an adult, and Ben Yol the Begadlis, whether she gives birth as a minor. So therefore, it wouldn't be logical to say this is differentiation when the Brisa doesn't say that. Additionally, since Tezva Oid Morobo Le Mistabrile, it wasn't logical to the Gemara that Shetigim Halei the Begadlis Misa, that specifically the birth as a minor should cause her death. Elo Iber, rather the pregnancy. And therefore, that wouldn't be a good answer then, because the answer would be presupposed that the pregnancy would not make her die, only the birth. But more, but the mentar tamis, Rabbi Levi, because anyways, the Gemara answers the truth, which Rabbi like Rabbi Levi. The chol techazman, he makes of a ubnames, because no, the truth really is like that answer the Gemara ultimately gave, that if she is within the time of a minor, then she would automatically die and the fetus would die. Kinnik says, Mazda begin with Gemara achazman hazeh. Now, after this time, which is going to explain what is achaz manazeh, then he chaya vebruchai, then she will live and the fetus will live. Now, Vaymer, the Reese says, Dein lefash achaz man, don't explain that after the time that she's going to live and the fetus is going to live means, achaz shnas yud beis v'yemechad, that after she's 12 years old, afel b'loy habayis beisaris, even without bringing two pubic hairs. No, rather, it means to say that that she did bring simanim and she's already 12. Because if it would mean even without two pubic hairs, which would mean that she's still a minor, so the beginning of that's the case, then you actually could have a mother-in-law doing mean. Because the adrash nesel, because until the majority of a woman's years until age 35, she could do mean and lay besides, which does not be too sa'iris. Like the Gemara says later on in the Tzadik Zayin, that so comes a levanda, according to the one the Gemara brings on the next daf, that and we're not concerned that maybe the hairs fell out. So here also by this, he allowed this, if she doesn't have two pubic hairs, so she's still a minor. So actually, you would have a chamoisa, a mother-in-law, that's doing mean. And additionally, A full of my the baskinan has some pegas definitely the member of the rule that the chayshin where we are concerned maybe there was two sirus that's heichad the ball achazman. That's where that cohabitation after she's 12. Now we're concerned maybe okay maybe the hearers fell out because that was figure that isa that's a subject of a kedushin for biblical law. But so this also you could ask that even though he was talking about that he had bia with her after she was 12. He would still be able to have a mother-in-law doing mean. Could go into Pidush if, like, he was specific, the husband, and he said, when he had Bia at a later point in time, when she was over 12 already, where he's explicit, he says, where the Bia is not for Kedushin. Where the Hashta, now, if there's no two Bia Bikirs, it's not a Savik Deraisa, because he's not doing Kedushin with this Bia. And we would say that there was never Cyrus, so you could have Chamez Menes. So, therefore, Ella rather says, clearly, this is what we're saying, Achazman. She's going to give birth and she's going to live. It's because Shavi Be Cyrus, I were told that she also had brought two pubic hairs. And Belechosh, Lefarish, but the Gemara just was not concerned to explain, Rishon de Orcha de Milsa, because it's just the norm, Deka Cyrus, Achazman, that she would have hairs after that this age. And Bechinim to Bisham, so this one, Yushami, that the Tali Tamar de Rabbi Elavoy, Cyrus, Belevishanim, that when we say Achazman, is talking about where. That she has two pubic hairs, not just over the age of 12. Kinnik says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, Shekfar Yaldu. That the Gemara says, what do you mean? We learned that you can't say Chamaisai in the Mishnah, Shinim Ta'alna, Sashemiyanu, because they really, this Brisa of Rabbi Bar Shmuel quotes it as saying that it's because of Shekfar Yaldu. Because it already gave birth. And the Gemara makes a deek that it's because of the birth. Now, what does the Gemara mean to ask? And the fact that you're saying she can't do mean because it already gave birth, Mashla sounds the Blahi Bibi says, but where she did not bring two pubic hairs. Because the Yika says, because if there are two pubic hairs, so what do you have to say because they gave birth? Even if she did not give birth, Nami, Nafkumitaris Katnos, that also removes her from being a minor, the islandess, and of being an ounce, Ade Cyrus, through the two pubic hairs. So if that's the case, so we see the Ikka Kitan in Abra Blay Mesa that you could have a minor that could become pregnant and not die because obviously there's no two pubic hairs. That's the Gemara's question. Men's judgment, you're going to say, my Sukkot of Mesh, what's the understanding of the questioner? But according to the Yehavimina, that we don't know yet, Ban Marim Kizimon, because that's going to be the Gemara's answer. So, Tiksha Braisa did Abba Shmuel Gufin, and you should ask on the Braisa Abba Shmuel himself. The wise is saying that you can't say, Chamoiso, it's going to be Anlus Amiano, because you already gave birth. What does that mean? But the given the belay heavy base size I tend to talk about where she did not bring two pubic hairs, he all the my have kids that she did give birth. Come up to mind, she's still a minor, she'll still be able to do mean because it doesn't have two sires. And that by Marie Dereese says the sub am actually because the questioner understood that the Afghan of the Bhagatanai, right, although we're talking about a minor, less by me and mid did up on her, regularly she would not be able to do mean. The fish and nid is good because she looks like she's an adult. And the world is going to think she besides that she did bring two pubic hairs, and that's what the Tan is saying. And v'loy parach, the Gemara doesn't ask from this brayso. Elo l'rabbi bar levoy dafka, specifically rabbi bar levoy. The Amar that he said, like a ketan demar b'le mesa, that you cannot have a minor that become pregnant and not die, which that was the Gemara amended. Whereas over here you see that even though she did not bring two Osiris, she could become pregnant and not die. Additionally, Tosfos adds that now that they're asking rabbi levoy, so that already like avol brayso the rabbi. Then, oh, that look Hashem that we're not asking anything because the Avraham Tony Shema Thomas Aldova that was saying that maybe she's going to be pregnant, maybe she's going to die. The Mashma, that sounds like they could get down to the Mabu, they may say that you could have a mind that could become pregnant and not die. So then you don't ask that. Oh, then you come and you see Chamoisim Enes because you're not for sure going to die and she could still be a minor because you could say no, that even though she's giving birth as a minor, we're called Lamitin Chamoisim Enes, no, still you don't find a mother in law doing me. And why? Because Shahaleda, the birth, which because of that, as we just explained, she looks like she's an adult. That prevents her from doing mean, although she really is a minor, as we explained. Additionally, Tosfos adds, and he says that, this is the way to explain it, because Abul Inla Fashion, we don't explain the Lamaksha, that the questioner, that even though he did not know the Gemara's character of Bonavim Kizamanim, that maybe you could say, oh, Nichle Breis Aguva. No, that wasn't difficult, the Breis itself, why she cannot do mean. Because the Maaseh Gadai Tishaper, that the questioner is definitely entertaining to say, the Lei Da'arikus Zaman, because the birth is like Saman, Lekach, and therefore, since really, like what she called, Shekfar Lei Da'arikus, because she already gave birth. So she cannot do Mien, Because, in other words, he says that before she becomes an adult, she cannot become pregnant. So they were asking, what do you mean? You see that a ketana is mezabes and gives birth. But the braisa, that wasn't difficult to the question of why, if she gives birth, she cannot do min, because that's what explains, because birth is like simonim. So therefore, she can't do min. But the pregnancy is not like simonim. So therefore, that's one difficult to Rabbi. How could she become pregnant when she's a minor? And that Mishan the Gemara answers, oh, it's not difficult on Rabbi Levoy because the Banim is the Banim Shasi Ibur, because really the Banim Alik Simon ready from the time of pregnancy, like I'm explaining the Maschal Rei in the next Taisis. So Taisis, no, can't explain like that, because the beginning of that's the case, how Lamim Behedya, in the Gemara's answer, the Gemara should have then said explicitly the words, Ibur Banim Krim Simon. The pregnancy of sons is like signs of adulthood. Because according to the question, or the way we're explaining it right now, even in the Havamina, we knew that the birth of like Simonim. So that wasn't the Chiddush. We should have said Ibar Mzimonim. Like, we didn't say that. Obviously, that was not the Havamina either. And therefore, that's why we gave a different explanation for what the questioner held. That children are like signs of adulthood. Pirish, what does that mean? As we explained for the previous days, it means Meshasa Ibar. That's the Chiddush. Not like the Havamina we said in the previous days that we would have said that was the questioner understanding that later Mzimonim. No. That the Ibar, the pregnancy, is like Simonim. And that's a sign of adulthood already, once she's already pregnant. And therefore, for Shabbaton, Rabibi Shematamas. So therefore, that also, it's good what Rabibi says, that from 11 to 12, she could use a maich, because maybe she's going to be pregnant, and maybe she's going to die. So that doesn't contradict Rabbi Belavai. Why? Because the Bishnas Yud Beis, because in the 12th year, Pa'amim Chaya, sometimes she could become pregnant and survive, and full of Rabbi Belavai, where he says that specifically, if she's a minor, then she becomes pregnant and she dies. Whereas over here, where she becomes pregnant and she's giving birth, was ha'isigadol mishasra. And then it turns out, actually, it's retroactively revealed that she actually was an adult from the time of pregnancy. Which, as Taisa explains, tells us that simanim that are the techazman that comes within before she's 12 is kalifneazman is like before. In other words, we don't consider it as a sign of adulthood, and rather she's a minor. But I have a gedayla, and she's not an adult, but via size, but she's not as if she brings to be in the 12th year, meaning before she's 12. So I was saying, banim because mom even before 12. So it says, makam, still ibu banim, but becoming pregnancy with children that have been kiyama that are viable children, techazman, even before the age of adulthood, before the age of 12, because someone machazman is like someone after someone, and therefore it's better than base size. Now, Rabbi Levoy says techazman he may vobemes that within the time she's going to die and the fetus is going to die. So it says there's a like koi that it doesn't mean when we're saying techazman she's going to die. That's not going ashnasi bay. It's not going in the 12th year. That if she becomes pregnant before she's actually 12, which is from 11 to 12, she's going to die, because actually the oz, like we're saying, sometimes she actually does survive. When she's an adult at the time of pregnancy, like we explained. Rather, what it means to say is that Koid Mazman Pirish, what does that mean? It means Koid Mishana Shlefne Gavlus, before the year that's before adulthood. Then, before the age of 11, then she's not going to become pregnant at all. Teichazman, what does that mean? That's within the year that's before she becomes an adult. And Achazman, that's after she became an adult. And the simon that she became an adult is if she becomes pregnant and she gives birth, like we explained in the beginning of the sugya, in the Maschal Acha. The next is the Amma Bahul, that even according to Behud, that he says that but he agrees that Banim would be already considered like Simon. Now, says Taisus, Mishum the Boy look must be Behuda, because we wanted to explain the Mishnah even like Behuda. And to say that even according to him, limits in the Chamois Men is not going to find a mother-in-law doing mean. Therefore, we say that Banim are a divi misimanim, because the Simanim themselves are not even significant enough. It's only Banim that are more than that. Then, since it's been to say a Maikama, why are we saying that it has to be a divi misimanim, but it's misimanim? And so it should be like Nisra Bahashach, like you have more black than white in the general area. But now, for the loy have a Mishas Ibel, like a Simonim, but even if at the time of pregnancy it's just like Simonim, not more than Simonim, meaning it's like two pubic hairs and not Nisra Bahashach, but still the Mitzin Chamois Mensal, you're still not going to have a mother in law doing mean according to Behuda, because Mishas Ibel at the later, from the time of pregnancy until birth. Yesh Mamarubit is a long time, 9 months. Yesh Mashesh Mabu Asar Sajabashach, it's more than the amount of time of two people kids and tell them that you have more black than white. So since he's saying Iber is like Beisim on them. So when you give birth, so it's like Nisab HaShachar, and you can't do Min, because that's only when you can have a Chamaisai. So why do we have to say Adifi? But, according to the one who says that they need the definite base, the Iber Shachar, that the increase of the black kind of Achei Kif HaSas Mesab HaSavah, that you have the circling of the pubic hair from one end to the other end, after it's possible, Shiriba HaShachar, Na'achar Yosim Isman Iber Achas Leda. It actually takes longer. And therefore, you wouldn't have it if it was not deep misiman. But according to one that says, you don't have to have so much hair. It's just that you have to have that the hair is long enough, it's laying down. The mirik of Mashiach B'Shach, it looks like that you have more black. Well, kasha, then it's difficult because, again, then you already included at the time of the Leda from Ibor more time than it is from Beis Iris to Sa'ar HaShaykh. So according to that, Manda Medeva would be difficult. So that's Taisvis, that B'nai would seem that it's not effective that the amount of time of Yibra Shachar. Why? Because there may be a Seiris, because even if she pings pubic hairs, B'nashur, and they fall out, Yechay Lamayim, she could still do Mian, Afil HaShachar de Yibra Shachar, even if she did wait the amount of time of how much it would take to have the more black than white. Because the inner zman goyim is not the time that causes the ribbish shachar mamash, and you actually need to have the increase of the black over the white. She actually appeared to be an adult like all through that, so it doesn't help that 9 months passed. Actually has to be there. Then we have to say that it's a adif misaman. Then it's going to begin to say, I can't believe banim adif misaman. But what I mean, even without, why do you have to say banim adif misaman? Even without children, it's better than simanim. Where even if you're going to say banim is like only two sorrows, like simanim itself, and not better. But still, we can say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the might Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, because the Balach HaGadol is that if they had relations after she became an adult, they ain't a mind that she cannot do miyun, kedama perek basim, like the Gemara said, ninaf nan bezim and aleph. And bezay so veya chamaisa, she never loved a godless, because she's not here, the mother-in-law, who she had biyam, an adulthood that she became pregnant, which, like we said, that Rish actively reveals that she was an adult. So the banim harim kisimanim mishasarayin, because we said that children are like simanim from the time of the pregnancy. So therefore, even the banim just like simanim and not better, she still can't do mean because she had bia, quote unquote, during godless, and that itself makes it impossible to do mean to have chamaisa. So Taurus, the answer is: do you love the banim adivim simanim? Children are not better than simanim. Mishkach is chamaisa manis. No, you could have a mother that could do mean. How so? She became pregnant in the bath. It was through in vitro. Or he's doing B explicitly not for the purpose of Kedushin. And therefore, that would not make her Mekudesh. And therefore, she would still be as a minor, and she would still be able to do Mian. And therefore, we have to say, if we wanted to say that it's going to be like a Yehuda.